Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Kuf Yud. We are holding on daf Kuf Tes Amud Beis. We are at the two dots about halfway through the wide lines on Kuf Tes Amud Beis. Today's shir is once again sponsored by Avishai and Elisheva Numan, Lizchusra for Shalema, for Chaim Naftali Ben Frimit Freda, as well as for Sarah Freda Bas Chaya. They should both have Rufor Shalema, Besoch Shar Chole Yisrael. So we've been discussing different groups of people who are in Lem Chelik Lolam Abba each day. So today we're going to move on to Adas Korach. The majority of the daf is going to be about Adas Korach. So we're going to start with the Meraglim and Adas Korach. Then the Gemara is going to darshan Korach's name and the names of his father and grandfather that's mentioned in the Torah, but stopping short, of course, of Yaakov Avinu. And we're going to describe why it is that we stop short of darshaning Yaakov Avinu or the Torah even recording Yaakov Avinu. And the Gemara is going to tell us the story of On Ben Peles and how it is that On Ben Peles was managed to save himself from violating, from continuing in the ways of the followers of Korach, and contrasting specifically the wife of On Ben Peles with the wife of Korach. Once we're talking about Korach, the Gemara is going to talk about Machlokas in general, and how evil Machlokas is, and particularly to be Cholik on Malchus Beis David, and to be Cholik al Rabbo. Then the Gemara is going to discuss how Korach himself ultimately died, and also what the Adas Korach is up to nowadays. And then at the top of Amud Beis, we're going to have Machlokas about the fate of the Dor HaMidbar. Is the Dor HaMidbar really Ein Lam Chelik Olam Haba? We already alluded to it in the Mishnah. We're going to elaborate a little further where each one darshins from Psukim. Then in the Mishnah on Amud Beis, we're going to have Machlokas about the Aseres HaShvatim. Are the Aseres HaShvatim ever returning? Are they going to have a Chelik Olam Haba? We're also going to have Machlokas about the children of Rishei Yisrael. Are they also in the Chelik Olam Haba because they never had an opportunity to grow up and do mitzvahs, or do we assume that somehow they have special protection from HaKadosh Baruch Hu because Nebuch, they're innocent children who were never taught any better? And then at the very end of the daf, we're going to have five different shittos at what age a katan is old enough to be destined li'olam haba, at what stage of development we assume he's ready to be destined li'olam haba. So again, we are holding right now on Kuf Tes Amud Beis. We are at the two dots. We are again about to discuss the Meraglim. So Meraglim ain't them chelik l'olam haba. The Meraglim don't have a chelik in olam haba. Shenemar, because the pasuk says vayamus v'anashim otziyah divas haaretz rab b'magefa. Vayamusu means b'olam hazeh, and b'magefa is l'olam haba. Adas korach ain't them chelik l'olam haba. And again, we have to darshan the psukim. Shenemar v'tchas aleim haaretz, that's b'olam hazeh. Vayovdu mitoch hakol l'olam haba. That's a reference to there being lost l'olam haba. Rabbi Kiva, Belozer Omer, Aleim Amar Akasuv, Hashem Meimisu Mechaya, Morit Shaol VeYaal. Rabbi Elazar says a little more positively about the Adas Korach, that when the pasuk says that Hashem is Morit Shaol VeYaal, that people who are sent down to the depths will come up again. That's the Adas Korach, and not that they are going to be lost forever. So on that note of what the status of the Adas Korach is, the Gemara quotes a brisa. Tanra Rabbanan, Adas Korach in the Mechel Kolam Abba, Shnemar V'tchas Aleim Haaretz, V'al Mazeh, V'yavdu Mitoch HaKol, Yolam Abba, Div Rabbi Akiva. Again, Rabbi Akiva repeats his position that the Adas Korach are not coming back, they don't have a Chelek, Yolam Abba. But Rabbi Yudu Meseira Omer, that they do have a Chelek in Yolam Abba. Why? Because the Pasuk describes them as V'yavdu Mitoch HaKol, so Harei Hein Ka'aveda HaMispakeshas. Something is, when we describe something as an Aveda, it means that somebody is looking for it. So it means that it's going to still be returned. Shenemar, because the pasuk says about the Bnei Korach, Te'isi kiseh oved bakesh avdecha ki mitzvasecha lo shachachti, that David HaMelech is davening and he's saying that their kiseh, that the kiseh oved, Hashem is going to be mevakesh achareyim and is going to bring them li'olam haba, because mitzvasecha lo shachachti, they were still mekayim the mitzvos. Meaning kol eido kulam kadoshim was not a total joke. It wasn't something that it was an incorrect argument for them to make, but they were kulam kedoshim in the sense that they all observed mitzvos, and therefore, as observers of mitzvos, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is still going to look for to bring them back for olam haba. Vayikach Korach, Amrei Shlokish Shalokach Mekach Ra liatzmo, that he made a bad deal for himself by starting up with the machlokas. Never a good idea. Korach Shnasa Korach Yisrael. Now we darshan his name. Korach is because he made a bald spot spot in the Jewish people, meaning that this entire group of people were now lost, so it's as if there's a bald spot on the Jewish people. Ben Yitzhar, Ben Shir, Tiach Alavis Kalolam Kitzarayim. Yitzhar is a reference not only to his father's name, which in fact it was, meaning some were not suggesting that these were not the actual names, but Kishmo Kenhu, and not only Kishmo, the person's actual name, very often is a reflection of his character and what he's like, but what his father's name is, so especially since the Torah chooses to describe him by his father's name, so it's alluding to something more, that he angered the whole world, Kitzarayim, against him. Ben Kahas, Ben Shehika Shine Molidav, that he embarrassed his parents in the way that he behaved. Hika Shinav normally means that like someone's mouth is watering, or that they're speechless, that's what the Rav Zalig Bengis in his commentary on the Haggadah says, that when we respond to the Ben Harasha in the Haggadah, Hakei Ashinav, it means that we should embarrass him by not allowing him to participate in the Korban Pesach. So it means his mouth is watering, he's watching everyone else eat, and he doesn't get to eat. That's what Hakei Ashinav means. It means that someone's mouth is watering, Loshem Kiyuha, that if a person sees acidic food, their mouth begins to water. So typically that's what it means, that a person is he's not able to move forward, and he's sort of just he's sitting there speechless. So his parents are going to be embarrassed by the behavior of Korach. Ben Levi, Ben Shenasa Levaya B'Gehenim. He's someone who not only went alone to Gehenim, but brought a whole chevra with him to Gehenim. He had a group that went with him. The reason that we darshan these names, that Torah Chaim explains, is that normally when we mention a tzaddik together with the names of his fathers, it's because they were all tzaddikim. And when we mention a rasha with the name of his ancestors, it's because they were all rishayim, and we're showing that where he came from. But over here we have Korach, who's a rasha, and we're mentioning the names of many tzaddikim. So there must be some drasha about the names other than just the family members. We would try not to attribute positive family members with a negative personality. So v'lichshanavim ben Yaakov. So why can't we darshan ben Yaakov as well? Meaning the Torah should have mentioned ben Yaakov, and it would have been ripe for a drasha, because ben sha'akav atzma l'gehenim, he's a person who attached himself to Gehenim, and that would fit very nicely with the drasha of ben Yaakov, because an akev is the end, is the absolute end, so it would make sense to call it akav l'gehenim. The akev is the end of the body, so the end of Korach is ultimately l'gehenim. So Amrav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, Yaakov bikesh rachamim al atzmo. You're right, it would have been a beautiful drasha, but Yaakov davin that he should not be associated with Korach. Shneamar besodem al tov nafshi bekalam al teichad kavodi. Besodem al tov nafshi el meraglim. When Yaakov says besodem al tov nafshi, that's a reference to the meraglim. Or bekalam al teichad kavodi ze adas Korach. And when he says I'm not interested in being associated with kahalam, that was a reference to the adas Korach. So dafka when Yaakov is mevarich l'shvatim, so he's talking specifically over here to Shimon and Levi. So when he talks to Shimon and Levi, I understand very well. Adas Korach, that relates to Shimon and Levi, that relates to Levi. But what does Shimon have to do with Meraglim? Meaning, why would Yaakov specifically highlight the Meraglim when talking to Shimon and Levi? Shevet Levi didn't have a spy, and Shevet Shimon, who did have a spy, we have no information that he was any worse than any of the other Meraglim. I mean, why would that be Dafka a Shimon issue? That should be a Klal Yisrael issue. So the Marsha writes that it could be that they had some sort of Kabbalah that whenever there's a group that does something terrible, there's often a ringleader. There's someone who's promoting the bad behavior. So it could be they had some sort of Kabbalah that the spy from Shevet Shimon was the ringleader. And that's why Yaakov Dafka says that associates the Meraglim with Shevet Shimon. However, there are other Girsaos that say not Meraglim, but Zimri. That Yaakov says, I don't want to have anything to do with Maisa Zimri. So Zimri was the Nasi Shevet Shimon, and his sin with Kazbi, the Bas Nasi Midian, so that's what Yaakov is saying, that he's not interested in being associated with that. Okay, so now we have the Adas Korach. So Dasan Sha'avar Al Das Kel, that he violated the law of Hashem. Aviram She'iber Atzmo Me'asos Tshuva, that he strengthened himself to refrain from doing tshuva. A Jew has a natural inclination to want to do tshuva. He fought that inclination condemnation and refrained from doing tshuva. Va'on sheyashav ba'aninus. Own is someone who was mitzayer. He was very, very upset because he did tshuva and he was very upset about his previous behavior. Peles shenasu lo plaos, that he had some wondrous things happen to him to be saved from the Adas Karach. Ben Ruvain ben Cherah of the Haven, that he saw and he understood in time to be able to avoid the fate of the rest of Adas Korach. Amar Rav, On ben Peles, how did he do it? How did On ben Peles manage to fight the crowd of Adas Korach? So Ishto Hitzilatu, was his wife who saved him. Amar Lei, my nafka lachmina, Imar Rabba and Talmidav. She said to him, it's not going to make any difference to you. You're never going to be the leader. You're a follower no matter what. So if it's Moshe Rabbeinu that wins, you're not going to be the leader. And if it's Korach that wins, you're not going to be the leader. So he realized the wisdom of that. So Amar Lai says, my Ovid, what am I supposed to do? Havai be'etzav ishtavi liba'adayu. I was involved in the planning of this whole rebellion, and I took a shavua that if they call me to come join the fight, then I'm going to go with them, and I can't violate my shavua. So Amar Lai, she said, yadana dekula k'nishta kadishasininu. You know, it happens to be that Klal Yisrael are tsnuim and kadoshim. Dechsev, ki kala eda kulam kadoshim. Again, there you have, kala eda kulam kadoshim is not a lie. It's true. Kala eda kulam kadoshim. So we'll use that kedusha as a way of getting you out of having to keep your shvua. Amrulei, tuvda na matzil nalach. She said, don't worry, you stay in the house, I'll save you. Ashki secham ravar visev agnise gavai. She gave him wine, she put him to sleep, she got him drunk, she put him to sleep in the house, and that way, if they ever call him to join them, to come out, the Marsha points out, he's not going to be in violation of a shvua. He's sleeping, he doesn't hear them. The shvua was that when you call me, I'm not going to ignore it. He's not ignoring it, he doesn't hear anything. Osva albava, she sat herself by the doorway, because in case they're going to come in looking for her husband, v'sasarta lamazia, and she undid her hair. She messed up her hair and exposed her hair. Kol da'asa chazia hadar. Klal Yisrael is kadoshim, they're tenuim. So anyone who would come and would see that her hair is exposed and that she's not tenua, they would it's like walking in on someone when they're not properly dressed. So you're embarrassed and you walk away. You don't want to have anything. You don't want to be there. Sadahachi bahachi ibaluluhu. And by the time they weren't able to get to Own Ben Peles to join in their rebellion, by the time it was all over. So he was still sleeping. He slept through the entire episode. Itse de Korach, Amrulei, contrast that with the wife of Korach, who she said to him, Chazi my kavod Moshe. She said, look what Moshe Rabbeinu is doing, that he has all of these people that are in important positions that are related to him. Iu Avamalka, he's the king, he's the leader of the people. Lachu Ashavya Kahana Rabba, his brother he appointed as Kohen Gadol. Lebneachu Yishavinu Sagani Tekana, the Sagan Kohanim are all his nephews. Iyasya Truma Amar Tavi LeKohen, if someone brings Truma, he says, okay, give that to my brother or my nephews. Iyasu Meiser Tishaklisu Atun, and even if someone brings Meiser, which you're allowed to get as a Levi, Amar Havachan Meiser LeKohen, he's going to tell you, give one tenth of that, a trumas meiser, to the kohen. Va'od, the guy is le mezaychu. Not only that, he makes you cut off all your hair as levim, makes you get haircuts. Umetaluchu kikufta, and he makes a joke of it like it's nothing to him, like it's worthless to him. Meaning, a nazir cuts his hair and it gets put under the pot in the Beis Hamikdash, and it's like part of a carbon almost. And you cut your hair and it's nothing; it just gets swept away at the floor of the barber shop. Obviously, Moshe has a plan to make the rest of you look ugly, to make the rest of the Levim not look beautiful, that they should cut their hair. Hair is often associated with beauty, it's often associated with pride, with gaiva, avshalom, and others, and that's the Nazir in the Gemara Nazir, the Gemara Nedarim of the Nazir, who saw his hair and he took pride, and he took that he was such a good-looking person when he saw his reflection, Dafka is here, so he said, Agalech Chalash l'shamayim. I'm going to be megalech l'shamayim because you're not going to take pride in a world that's not yours. So if someone is trying to get your hair cut, it means he doesn't want you to have any pride. He's trying to knock you down. So Amar la, Korach said, wait, that doesn't make any sense. Ha'iyunami ka'avid. But he cuts his hair too. He does the same thing. So Amar la, kivan de kula rabusa didei, since all the godless comes to him, Amar iyunami tamas nafshi implishtim. He figures it's worth it to knock you down. It's a tamas nafshi implishtim play that he's making, that very often someone is so bitter, they want to cause the downfall of somebody else so badly that they're willing to bring themselves down with the others. So obviously the source of that is from Shimshon, when Shimshon is one of the many, actually, suicides in Nevi'im Rishonim, where you have, I think, Rabbi Alan Schwartz had his master's thesis on suicide in Nevi'im Rishonim, that some of them were good suicides and some of them were bad suicides, and like, what exactly is the gether? It's an interesting discussion in Poskim. At what point does it become mutter? When do we say it's a Kiddush Shem Shemayim, and when do we assume that it's absolutely forbidden and ain maspidin alav and ain misablim alav and all of that? So, but Shimshon took himself down as a way of taking all the plishtim down. Not only that, Moshe Rabbeinu tells you that you should make tchelas on your tzitzis. Isalka daitach tchelat chashiv a mitzvah. Well, if tchelas were really a mitzvah, apik limi de tchelat of kasinu lekulam esiftach, then you should take out begadim that are entirely tchelas and have everyone wear begadim that are entirely tchelas. And that's what the Medrash says, that Rashi quotes, that Korach's taina was that he brought out begadim that are entirely tchelas and said, is it chayiv in a string of tchelas? And when Moshe Rabbeinu says, yes, it's chayiv in a string of tchelas, it doesn't make any sense. He makes a mockery of the whole thing. If a single string of tchelas is good enough for the whole beggar of Lavan, then a whole beggar of tchelas should for sure be good enough. Rav Soloveitchik explained that the tchelas represents the leadership of Klal Yisrael, and that it's important that Klal Yisrael recognize leadership, that Klal Yisrael recognize Gedolei Yisrael. If everyone thinks that they're all Gedolei Yisrael, everyone thinks that they're a beggar shekulo tchelas, so yeah, kol am kulum kadoshim to an extent, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they're all Gedolei Yisrael. If everyone thinks that they're all calling the shots, that's going to be highly problematic. We dafka need that chut echad shel tchelas. It's interesting that dafka what Korach, both according to the Medrash and according to the Gemara, what Korach chose to use as his point of machlokas was tzitzis. It's probably because of the juxtaposition of Parshas Korach with the Parshas tzitzis at the end of Parshas Shlach. So that we learn from that juxtaposition, but it is interesting that would be the point of reference for him to start the machlokas. Hainu d'chsiv, and that's what the pasuk says. That's what the pasuk means when you could think about this contrast between Korach and On Ben Pelas and their wives. Chachmas Nashim Ban Sabesa Zu Ishto Shel On Ben Pelas the Ivelas Biyadah Tarsena Zu Ishto Shel Korach. That a wife can be something that's a person that's very supportive and that builds a person up and saves a person, or a wife could be someone that leads a person down the wrong path. She has a profound influence on her husband. So that's why it's important. Matzah Yisha Matzah Tov. A person Zacha Ezer Lo Zacha Kenegdo. Countless Mamari Chazal about this kind of thing, that if a person's wife can have a tremendous impact on him. Zacha Ezer, lo Zacha Kenegdo is often understood that if a person is Zocha and he does mitzvos, so he'll get an Ezer, he'll find an Ezer, but if he doesn't do mitzvos, he'll be Kenegdo. I once heard Josh Perro's uncle once told me in the name of Rav Aaron Lichtenstein that Zacha Ezer, lo Zacha Kenegdo means that's the role of a wife. That when Zacha, when you're doing the right thing, so then Ezer, she's supposed to be an Ezer. Lo Zacha, when you're not doing the right thing, when you're doing wrong, she has to have the strength to be Kenegdo, to tell you that you're not doing the right thing. That really comes out in this Gemara, right? That On Ben Pelas was Lo Zacha, so she was Kenegdo. She argued with him and said, don't do this, you're doing the wrong thing. That's also that's part of her job in being able to influence her husband properly. So 250 people stand up. These are people that were unique, special people, because they weren't stam people. When we talk about people that are associated with time, it means these are people that know how to set the Jewish calendar. Anshe shem shaylem shem b'chala olam, that they were famous in the whole world. Ve'yishma Moshe v'yipol al panav, mashmu asham, what did Moshe hear that caused him to fall on his face? Amrav Shomar Nachmeni, Amrav Yonasan, shechashaduhu me'eshes ish, they were choshed Moshe Rabbeinu of being with an eshes ish. Nemar v'yikanu l'moshe b'machana, Amrav Shomar v'yitzchak melamich kol echad v'echad kineis ish domi Moshe, that they did a kinoi in their wives. This is the first process, the first stage in the Sota process, to be mekane the wife and say, I don't want you hanging out with that man. So that man was Moshe for all of them. Shnemar Moshe yikach so the natalo michutz machna. Moshe had to set up his tent outside of the machna so that they shouldn't be choshed him anymore of this aver. Why were they choshed him? The Gemara in Shabbos says that he was parish mina isha, and the pezayin that he was parish mina isha. So the Tzani Adar couldn't imagine that someone could live on such a level of kedusha that he's going to be parish mina isha. Generally speaking, that's not the Jewish ideal. We assume that when a person is kadosh, he is not parish mina isha, that he has a family. In our religion, we believe in that. But nevertheless, Moshe Rabbeinu was in a unique circumstance where he had to be parish mina isha. He had to be ready for the shechina at any moment, and he could never be a balkari. He was parish mina isha, so they couldn't believe that such a thing could exist. So they were mekane. Vayaka Moshe vayelech al dosim aviram amrei shlakish mikan shein machzikin b'machlokas. Moshe Rabbeinu has to go bring himself to dosim aviram. Let him summon them and let them come to him. Why does he have to go to dosim aviram? So we see from here, ein machzikin b'machlokas. You do whatever you can to be mevatel l'machlokas, even if it means suffering a little bit of an indignity. Damrav kol machzik b'machlokas over belav. Anyone who strengthens machlokas, a violation of the lo cessation. Emar v'lo yekikorach v'cha adaso. So in general, is this an agadat gemara or is this mamash lo cessation in the Torah? Is that really a love in the Torah? That is a machlokas rishonim. The Rambam in the eighth shoresh of the Sefer HaMitzvos says that it's not an isra lav mamish. It's not really a lav mamish, but the Ramban and the Smag do count it as a real lo cessation, that there's an isra da oraisa to be machzik b'machlokas. Ravashi Amar, even the Rambam agrees it's not a mitzvah, right? That it's still the wrong thing to do, but it just doesn't get counted in the minyan of mitzvos. There are thousands and thousands of mitzvos. Not everything gets counted in the minyan of mitzvos. That's why the Rambam sets up the rules. Ravashi Amar roi litzara, that a person who's machzik b'machlokas deserves to have tzaras, because ksiv hacha, it says by the pasuk that tells us not to be machzik b'machlokas, that a person should not be kikor chadaso biyad Moshe lo. So it says biyad Moshe lo. It doesn't say el Moshe. So we darshan something about the yad Moshe, something about Moshe's hand. Uksiv hasam, and it says when Hashem sent Moshe Rabbeinu to redeem the Jewish people from Mitzrayim, v'yomer Hashem lo od haveinah yadcha b'chekecha. So what happens? Moshe Rabbeinu pulls out his hand and it has tzaras on it. So we see dafka when we refer to the yad Moshe, we must be referring to something related to tzaras. Once we talk about being machzik b'machlokas in general, we get a little more specific. Am Rabbi Yossi kol cholik al malchus peis David roi la kisho nachash. Anyone who's cholik al malchus peis David deserves to be bitten by a snake. Ksiv hacha v'yizbach adonio tzon uvakor umri im even azocheles uksiv hasam, and by the klalus in Sefer Dvarim it says im chamas zochalei ofar. So zochalei ofar are nachashim. They're the ones that slither around in the dirt. So because the pasuk says it by Adonio, we see that he deserved sheyachishu nachash. Why did Adonio deserve sheyachishu nachash? Because he was cholik, not just stam cholik, cholik al malchus beis David. So that's not the pshat of the pasuk, but that's what we're darshaning in the pasuk. Amar Rav Chista, not only someone who's cholik al malchus beis David, kol cholik al rabo ki cholik al ashchina. Anyone who's cholik on his rebbe is like he's being cholik on the shchina. Cholik al rabo, Rashi says, means that you're cholik on the yeshivaso shal rabo. Meaning it doesn't mean that you argue on something that he says in halacha. That you're allowed to do. That's Beferish in the Gemara. The Gemara in Kiddushin, Darshan's Apostle, Es Vehev Besufa. What does Es Vehev Besufa teach us? That Afilu Avu Bno, Rav Utalnido, that sit down to learn together, Nasim Ka'ivim Zelazed, they're like enemies with each other. By the time they close the Gemara, they already love each other from that shared experience of Talmud Torah. But why is it when they're learning, they're like enemies with each other? How is a Talmud allowed to argue on the Rebbe? No, you see that a Talmud is allowed to argue on the Rebbe in learning. If he feels that he has the correct pshat of the Rebbe, he has rise against the Rebbe. So certainly he's allowed to argue on the Rebbe in learning. So that when we say cholik al rabbo, it's al yeshivaso shal rabbo. What does it mean to be cholik al yeshivaso shal rabbo? So the Rambam writes in the fifth paragraph of Hilchos Talmud Torah, Ezu cholik al rabbo, ze shakaveya lo medrash v'yoshe v'dore shemalamed shalo b'rishos rabbo v'rabbo kayan. That he sets up a yeshiva shalo b'rishos rabbo and his Rebbe's still around, v'alfi shal rabbo v'medina acheres, even if the Rebbe's not there. Kal v'chomer, if the Rebbe's in the same town and he sets up a yeshiva dafka to argue on his Rebbe Ramesh as a tshuva like this. Someone asked if they're allowed to have a yeshiva in Bnei Brak. If they have a yeshiva in Bnei Brak, can they say things that are against the psak of the Chazon Ish? Are they allowed to teach against the psak of the Chazon Ish? So Moshe says that shouldn't be the yisod of the yeshiva to argue on the Chazon Ish, but you're allowed to call it like you see it. You're allowed to say that that when you're allowed to argue when it's time to argue. We once asked Rav Shechter, when do you paskin like Rav Soloveitchik? When do you not paskin like Rav Soloveitchik? He said, I paskin like Rav Soloveitchik when he's correct, and I don't paskin like him when I think he's incorrect. So that's a Talmud is allowed to do that, provided that he's higia la'ra, that he's at a madrega, that he's able to do that. So that's not cholik al rabbo. Cholik al rabbo is cholik al yeshivaso shel rabbo, and that's cholik al shechina. Shenemar v'chatzosim al Hashem. Amar Rabbi Chaim Rabbi Chanina kala osim mariva im rabbo kosim shechina. Someone who makes a fight with his rabbi, it's as if he's picking a fight with the shechina. Shenemar heima me mariva shel rabbo bnei Yisrael es Hashem. Amar Rabbi Chanina bar Papa kala masraim al rabbo. Anyone who says that his rabbi acts inappropriately, kilim misraim al shechina. So he's it's as if he's arguing with the shechina. Meaning sometimes a person's got to take his lumps. Sometimes the Rebbe will be a little tough on the Talmud, and he shouldn't say, ah, he's so tough, and he's not nice, and it's a chisaron in his midos. No, sometimes the Rebbe is tough on the Talmud, and there's a cheshbon involved, so a person should be able to withstand that. That was always the style. Now our generation is not so mesugal to being able to withstand taking their lumps, but it used to be. The great Talmid Chacham and Lita certainly were, could be very, very sharp in the way that they dealt with the Talmidim, and that helped the Talmidim grow. The Talmidim knew that was part of the process. So, so lo aleinu tzunoseichem himel Hashem. That the pasuk says when Klal Yisrael complained to Moshe and Aaron, it wasn't about the lack of meat. It wasn't them that they were complaining against. It was a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Rebbevo kol maharach harabo kil maharach harshchina. Someone's maharach harabo. He says that his Rebbe is acting inappropriately. It's as if he's being maharach harshchina. Shneamar vaydabar am belukim ubimoshe. It can't be that Klal Yisrael is actually maharach harshchina. No, it's because they're maharach har Moshe. That's ki'ilu that they were maharach har shechina. So just maharach, if someone has a passing thought, a fleeting thought that his Rebbe did something inappropriately, so that's already as if he's maharach har shechina. So in the Panini Halacha section over here in the Biur Adaf, in the Masifta, he has a whole discussion from the Rishonim and Achronim whether maharach harabu means only in hirur or it means no only if one is medaber, but being maharer would not be enough. The pasuk recording vaydaber ha'am belukim Moshe. So he quotes the Tshuva Shevet Menashe. If that's even b'machshava, maharach harabu sounds like it's even machshava, or it's only b'dibur. So from Rashi, it's mashma that it's only b'dibur, because Rashi says maharer means mechapa lov dvarim. That's that's the pasuk that we quote vaydaber, that it's about dvarim. But in Targum Yonos on that pasuk it says vihirhu ama bilvavehun. On that pasuk it says it translates vayidaber as vihirhu. So it could be that based on the targum it sounds like that it's maharer mamish. Pashtus says it should have to be more than a hirhur, that it's that it should be even a dibur. That's the pashtus of Rashi at least. So that's one has to be careful about even the mindset one has that could lead to dibur against one's rebbe. Osher sharmer lebalav l'ra'aso. Amrei shlakish ze osher shel korach. The wealth of korach is what did him in, because wealth often is a source of gaiva, and that's what caused korach to become a bal gaiva, to think that he could do whatever he wants. Says kol yikum asher b'raglehem. Amrei blazer ze that a person's money gives them a certain sense of joy, a certain sense of confidence. Korach was so rich that it took 300 predos levanos to carry the keys of his treasures. And all of those degilda, all of those maftechos were made not out of metal, which would be heavy, but out of leather, which is light. So the Yad Ramah writes, this is an example of Dibru Chacham B'Lashon Guzma. The Chazal very often speak B'Lashon Guzma, but they're trying to say that he was extraordinarily wealthy. Shner Lyman, when he's introduced in glowing terms, when he speaks, he says, I've heard him say, you know, Chazal tell us, Dibru Chacham B'Lashon Guzma. And he always says about whoever introduced him, he must be a Chacham indeed. If he, you know, Dibru Chacham B'Lashon Guzma. Okay. Amrav Chacham Rabbi Chanina. Shalosh Matmonios, that there are three Hidmin Yosef in Mitzrayim. There were three treasures that Yosef put away in Mitzrayim. Achas Niskalsa the Korach, one was revealed to Korach, and that's how he became so rich. Vachas Niskalsa Antoninus Ben Asvirus, and one to Antoninus, the king of Rome, and that's how he became so rich. Vachas Knuz the Tzadikim Lasulavo, and one is set aside for the Tzadikim Lasulavo. Ben Yoyadu says that when Yosef collected all this money for food, he categorized the money based on its source, that those, that which came from Ovdei Avodah Zarah, so that ended up by Korach. That which came from people who were not Ovdei Avodah Zarah but were gained through dishonest means, that went to Rome. And that which came from people who were Shomer the Sheva Mitzvos and who were good people and who were honest people, so that is the Kenuz of the Tzadikim Lasadavo. Vam Rabbi Yochanan, Korach lo min abluim v'lo min asrufin, he was not min abluim nor min asrufin. Meaning, what happened to Korach in the end? He was not swallowed up by the ground, nor was he burnt by the fire. There was a magefa afterwards that did Korach in. Chasam Sofer points out, and that was the ultimate punishment for Korach, that he had to suffer the bizayon of seeing his whole movement go down, and he lived through it, and everyone saw him as an abject failure. It would have been better for him had he died with the people. Lo min abluim d'chsiv. Says Kala Adam Ashela Korach, but not Velo Korach, but not Korach himself. Velo Min Asruf Midchsev VeChala Eishes Chamishim Masayim Ish Velo Korach. It says that the Eish devoured the 250 people, but not Korach himself. Masisatana Korach Min Asrufin Umin Abluin. That he was Min Asrufin and Min Abluin. Min Abluin Dichsev VaTivla Osam VeEs Korach. Min Asrufin Dichsev Eish Yatzam VeEis Hashem VaTochlas Chamishim Masayim Ish VeKorach VaAdayim. Korach was together with those Makrivei Ketores, because that's what it says in the Torah, that he was together with the Makrivei Ketores. Amar Rav, Maidach Siv Shem Shireach Amadzvula La'ar Chitzach Ya'alechu. The Shemesh and the Yireach are in the Rakia, they're not in the Zvul. So how could it say these are different levels of Shemaim? So how could it say Shemesh Yireach Amadzvula? So Malame Sha'olu Shemesh V'Yireach, what happened was, the Shemesh and Yireach went up L'Zvul, to the higher heavens of the Zvul, Amru L'Fanav, so that they could have a taina on the Ribbono Shlom. They said, Ribbono Shlom, Matos Adin L'Ben Amram, Neitze. If you defend Moshe Rabbeinu properly over here, we'll agree to do our jobs. V'imlav lo netzei. If you don't, we will not come out. Ach zark b'hem chitzim till Hashem had to shoot arrows at them. Amar lehen b'kvodi l'mechisim b'kvod basar v'dam mechisim. In my honor, you never make a macha. When all the malchei agayim are mishtachaveh to who knows what kind of avodah zarah, you never make a macha. It's insulting. Now for a kvod basar v'dam, for cover of Moshe Rabbeinu, you make a macha. V'inna lo nafki ad'machluhu. And now they don't get to shine until HaKadosh Baruch Hu is makah them, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu forces them to do so as a punishment for that time that they complained. Darish Rava, Maiduch Sivim Bria Yivra Hashem Fatsa Adam Aspia. What does the Pasuk teach us when it says if Hashem creates a Bria that the earth opens its mouth? Amar Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Bria Gehenim Mutav. If Gehenim is already created, that's great. You have a place already set up for Korach V'Adaso. V'imlav Yivra Hashem. If Gehenim hasn't been created yet, you might want to consider creating it right now because these people need a place to go. Lamai. So what was Moshe talking about that Hashem should create? Elim Limivriyam Mamish. If he's saying that he should Mamish create Ganim, Vein Kol Chadash Tachas Hashemish. There's nothing new that's going to come into creation. Elu L'Krovi Pis Pascha. He means that bring the Pesach of Gehenim nearby, because it's about time that these people end up there. Ubnei Korach lo mesu, Tana mishum Rabbeinu amru, makom nispatzu lam b'Gehenim v'yashva lav yomru shira. That there's a special spot in Gehenim where the Bnei Korach are, where they say shira. So the Gemara tells a story that appears in Babasra as well. Amr Rabbi Rechana zim lechada v'kazil nebu'urcha. One time I was traveling, Amr Yehu Taya, I saw a Yishmaeli merchant, Tava ach v'ilach b'lui de Korach, and he said, let me show you the people who were swallowed up in the ground with Korach. Azal chaza tre bizidah v'konafki kitra minayu. I saw two holes in the ground that had smoke coming out from them. Shakal gavava da amra amshia maya v'osei b'reish rumche. He took a piece of wool, he dipped it in water, and he put it by the top of his spear, va'achlef ayasim, and he passed it over that nekev where the smoke was coming up in ichrach. Even though it was wet wool, it still got singed. Amalei atzeis mashamas. And he said, listen carefully, what do you hear? Ushmas tavikamri hachi. And we overheard the Adas Korach saying, Moshe v'toraso emes v'hein badayim. That Moshe and Moshe's and his Torah are emes, but they are badayim. What they have is false. Moshe has the truth. So that's what they are saying for all eternity. So Amalei kaltos n'yom mahadvilu genim kibasa b'toch kalachas v'amri hachi. Moshe v'toraso emes v'hein badayim. You should know that every 30 days they come around to this spot and they say Moshe v'toraso emes and that hein badayim. Rashbam writes in Babasa, when this appears in Babasa, that it's dafka on Rosh Chodesh that it happens, because the Marsha explains that Adas Korach wanted that every Shevet should have their own Kohen Gadol, because Kolei Edo Kulum Kadoshim, and they thought that each month a different Kohen Gadol from a different Shevet should serve. So Dafka on Rosh Chodesh, when a new month comes, when they would taina that a new Kohen Gadol should be in place, that's Dafka when this happens. Ador Midbar Inam Chel Kolam Abba. Tanra Abba, Ador Midbar Inam Chel Kolam Abba, Shnem Rabbe Midbar Zeh Yitamu V'sham Yamusu. Yitamu Bal Mazeh V'sham Yamusu Bal Mabba. V'omer, and the Pasuk says, Asher Nishbati Bapi Mivo Nam Lenu Chasi Div Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva Darshan said, Dor HaMidbar does not go to Olam Haba. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Boy in Hein Olam Haba, Shnemer Isfu Li Chasidei Korsi Brisi Alei Zevach, Elamani Mekayim Asher Nishbati Biapi. What do I do with the Pasuk Asher Nishbati Biapi? Baapi Nishbati V'chazarni Bi. Yeah, when I was angry, I took a Shavua that I'm not going to go to Olam Haba, but I changed my mind. Rabbi Shubin Korcho Amar Lo Nam Pasuk Zayel Kenegat Doros Habayim. The Pasuk of Isfu Li Chasidei Korsi Brisi Alei Zevach is talking about the generations after David HaMelech. He's referring to Isfu Li Chasidei Elot Tzadikim Shebechol Davidar, Korsi Brisi Elu Chanani Mishal Vazarya, Shemas Rasman Tov Kiv Shana Eish, Ale Zevach, Elu Rabbi Kiva Chaver, Shemas Rasman Lashchita, Al Divrei Torah, that each phrase is talking about another generation that would be after David, that was a great generation. Rabbi Shimon Menasya Omer, Boyin Hein Lol Mabash, Nemer Ftuya Hashem, referring to the Dara Midbar, that they will go Lol Mabash, Shem Ftuya Hashem Yishuvinu Vo Tzion Berina, that they're going to be Ptuya Hashem, Hashem is going to redeem them, bring them to Lol Mabash. Amar Rabbi Chanam Rabbi Yochanan, Shavke Rabbi Kiva Lachasidusei, Rabbi Akiva abandoned his normal style. Normally he tries to be mezake Klal Yisrael, and over here he looks at the Dor HaMidbar and says, they're not going to Olam Haba. Shomer Aloch Kras Vazna Yerushalayim Limar, Zachati Lachesed Nurai, Chavas Kulosayich Lechtechach Rabbi Midbar, Beres Lo Zerua. Meaning there's a great pasuk that talks about the Dor HaMidbar in glowing terms. And yet Rabbi Akiva says, they're not going to Olam Haba. Uma Acherim Ba'im B'Zuchusam, Hey Masma Lekolshkein, if they're bringing others to Olam Haba in their Zuchus, for sure they themselves get to go to Olam Haba. So new Mishnah, Aseres Hashvatim, Ein Nasidin Lachsa. The 10 tribes are not coming back from their galus. Shenem Rav Yishlichem El Eretz Acheres Kayom Hazeh. The pasuk is talking about the Aseres Hashvatim that they're sent to Eretz Acheres. Kayom Hazeh, Ma Yom Holich Veinu Chazer. Just like the way time works, it never comes back. A day passes, that day will never return. Afim Holchem Veinu Chazim. So the Aseres Hashvatim went by way of a day. They never come back. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rav Lazar Omer Kayom Hazeh. Ma Yom Ma'afil Umeir Afaseres Hashvatim Afelu Lahen Kachasid Lahayir Lahen Shafelu Lahen Kachasid Lahayir Lahen. That a Yom does come back, meaning that day doesn't come back, but it gets dark and then it's a cycle, so it becomes light again the next day. So the Aseres Hashvatim will also be able to experience that rebirth in Olam Haba. Tan Rabban Aseres Hashvatim Elam Chelik Olam Haba Shneamar VeYitchem Hashem Al Admasam Ba'af VeChemo VeKetzav Gadol VeYitchem. So we darshan each phrase VeYitchem Hashem Al Admasam Ba'Olam Hazeh. That's Rabbi Kiva again darshaning that there's not going to be Ali Olam Haba for this time for the Aseres Hashvatim. Rabbi Shimon Yehuda Ishkvarako Omer Mishum Rabbi Shimon Im Aseim Kayom kayomazeh. If they stay bad, then kayomazeh, like they were sent into galus, ein chozrin. Then if they stay like kayomazeh, like the day they were in galus, they're never going to return. But v'im lav, if they don't stay terrible, then chozrin, then they will come back. Rabbi Yomer boyim em l'olam habash. Remember, Rabbi Yomer, you talk about shofar gadol, so they're going to come back l'olam haba. The ovdim beretz ashur, the aseres hashvatim, so they're going to come back. Amr Rabbi Baruch Hanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Shafgei Rabbi Kiva l'chasidusei. Once again, Rabbi Kiva went against his normal style in sort of being mekatrig on such a large segment of the Jewish people. Shnema holach v'krosas adzvar meilat tzafonu v'amarta shuv v'mashuv v'Yisrael nu mashem v'lo apel panay b'chem ki chasra niye nu mashem lo etar li'olam. That here you have a perfectly good pasuk that seems to describe the aseres hashvatim as possibly coming back l'olam haba. My chasidusei, what's the chasidus for Rabbi Kiva that everyone keeps commenting on, that he's abandoning that style? The tani, because we have a brisa. Tani b'nei rishay Yisrael ein ba'im l'olam haba. Shnemer kinei yom ba ba'or b'katanur v'yakol zedim cholosei rishay kash v'la'at osam ayom haba. Amar Hashem tzvakos ha'shaloi azav lehem shorish v'anav. That the rishay Yisrael are not going to leave a shorish v'anav. Shorish b'olam hazeh v'anav l'olam haba divrem gamliel. Rabbi Kiva omer ba'im heim l'olam haba. The children of the rishay Yisrael, they will come to olam haba. Shnemer shomer p'sayim Hashem. They're a greater pasi than a child. Shekin karn b'krachayom liyinuka pasya. A child is called a pasya. V'omer gudu ilan v'chabloi kramikar shoshoi ba'arish of kuhu. You cut down the tree and you destroy it, but the roots are still there, and the roots refer to the children. V'elamani mekayim lo yazav lehem shorish v'anav. Aye, what do I do with the pasuk then? Lo yazav lehem shorish v'anav. Shaloi aniach lahem lo mitzvah v'lo shiure mitzvah. That the rishayim themselves will not have any schar mitzvah in olam haba, because they will already receive all their schar in olam hazeh. Davarach shorish zu neshama anav zeh haguf. Aval ketani b'nei rishay of the kuchavim divrei akol ein ba'am l'olam haba. But the children of rishay of the chum for sure don't have olam haba. Ram Gamliel nafkalei v'ta'abid kol zeh olamo. And he darshens it from that pasuk that the ketani rishay Yisrael do not have olam haba. Okay, but Shlomo will pick up at Itmar tomorrow.